Watch, Kamala Harris endorsed reparations for black people. By Wendell Hasebo on July 30, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris endorsed some form of reparations for black people. An unearthed video from 2019 reveals. 68% of Americans oppose reparations, a Pew Research poll found in 2022. I think there needs to be some form of reparations and we can discuss what that is, Harris told TheRoot when asked if black people should get reparations. GovTrack's scorecard ranked Harris as the most liberal senator in 2019, further left than socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, causing the writers of the New York Times to rate Harris as the least electable of 10 possible Democrat nominees. Watch, Harris campaign advisor on Harris being most liberal senator. We know who Kamala Harris is and was. Harris's radical record includes co-sponsored legislation to protect illegal immigrants from deportation, backed Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All legislation, backed banning private health insurance, supported giving taxpayer-funded coverage to illegal immigrants, supported banning fracking, backed defunding the police, compared ICE to the KKK, wanted to ban plastic straws, defended banning offshore drilling, wanted to undo the Trump administration's border security, taking 94 executive actions in their first 100 days to rescind nearly every Trump-era measure, support of decriminalizing illegal border crossings, said she wouldn't treat illegal aliens as criminals, called for starting ICE from scratch, argued that temporarily closing the border violated federal law, raised money for the Minnesota Freedom Fund, a far-left organization that pays to bail out of jail violent criminals, including accused murderers and rapists. Supported Los Angeles's cuts to their police department. Called efforts to add more police to the streets wrong-headed thinking. Championed the administration's so-called Bidenomics as costs dramatically soared for American families. Harris appears to be walking back some of her radical positions. Citing anonymous campaign officials, The New York Times reported Monday that Harris now 1. Supports fracking, 2. Wants to increase funding for the border, 3. Does not want to require people to sell their assault weapons back to the government, 4. And no longer supports a single-payer health insurance program. Harris and campaign aides have yet to fully embrace the changed policy positions by delivering on the record public statements, causing doubt as to what Harris's true positions are. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC War Room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.